Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now beginning the sixth parak of Masachet Bechorot, which we are going to begin looking at specific mumim on animals. This parak is devoted only to those of animals, which will allow us, if it in the case of a Bechor, to shecht it as chulin. Then we'll see at the end of the parak that it will, in parallel, allow Psula Mukdashin to be redeemed. Al Eilu Mumin, this begins on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Al Eilu Mumin Shochtin Tabachor. Nifgema Ozno Min Achaschus. If the ear is missing something from the area of the cartilage of Aloha Or, not the skin. And the principle there is that if it's in the skin, it's going to grow back, and therefore it's not a Mum Kavua. Nistaka, if there's a cut in it, Afa Bishalo Chasra, even if there's nothing missing, like a break in it. Or Nikva Melo Karshina, if there's a hole in it, even the size of a small Karshina, a legume, and we'll see what that size is in the Gemara. O sheyavsha, or if the ear dried out. Ezu yivesha, what is considered dry? Koshetinake ve'namotziati patam. Chachamim say that it is, if it dries out so much that when you would poke a hole, no blood would come out of it. Yosemim shulam omer yivesha shteni frechet. It has to be much drier than that, so dry that it would break apart if hit hard enough. Now, the Gemara immediately, and this is a critical sugya in the whole piece of Mu'in, addresses the general question of why such things as holes in ears would be Mu'min. Amai, Piseach v'Iverktiv, the Torah, when it talks about a Bechor, uses the words Piseach o'Iver, as you could see in the first Pasuk on the page, which is lame or blind, meaning that it seems to be that the only Mu'mim are really overt Mu'mim, such as lameness and blindness. So the answer is Ktivnami Kievo Mum, that the introduction of the Pasuk is if it shall have a mum, which seems to indicate other mumim. Ve'ema Kievo Mum Klal, Pisech Oiver Prat. So why don't we read it as a general statement followed by specific examples? And what's the rule? Klal Prat, En Baklal Al Mashab Prat. Then the specific examples define the list exhaustively when it's in that sequence. So the Pisech Iver Viver in Midiach Rinilo, so only Pisech and Iver. The answer is Kol Mumra at the end of the sentence, Chazar V'Chalal. That then presents a second Klal, and what's the rule? Klal V'Protokol Yatadan Elokin HaPrat. You now have a wider list in which the Prat becomes a model. And what's the model? Ba Prat Mefurash Mumin Shebegalui Veinan Chozerin. Just like Pisech and Iver are overt and obvious Mumim that will never get better. So now we have a much larger list. To parenthetically, Pisach here would then mean something that's lame because of a permanent injury to the legs or to the underside of the body. Now, Ve'ema, why don't I limit it a little bit more? Because Pisach and Iver will both kill, in either case, will keep this animal from doing its malacha, or at least doing it as well as it could have earlier. So why don't we make that our list, and therefore things like a missing part of the ear should not affect it. So why does the Ar Mishnah list the ear? The answer is Kol Mumra, when it ends the Pasuk with the Klal, Kol Mumra, the word Kol is a Ribui. So we have something interesting here, Klal Upradu Klal, where the second Klal is also a Ribui because of the use of the word Kol, and therefore we have to read it more expansively. So Yachim Mumim Shebesei Tanami, if that's the case, then even Mumim that are on the inside of an animal, which can't be seen or in a hidden place, should be included. And we know that's not because Alamatran in the next parak, and later on the parak we read, we read about the gums, and we say that if it's the outer gums, then if they're leveled or cut, then that's a mum, but the inner ones have to be fully uprooted. They have to be totally uprooted, but not just cut, because they are inside. So you see that mumim have to be seen. The answer is ba'ina mumra, because in the context of animals, the phrase is mumra, which is something disfiguring. Valeka, it's not disfiguring if you can't see it. So hiachi mum over nami. So if that's the case, why don't we say that a mum over is a mum, meaning a mum that's temporary, because at least right now it looks that way. Alamatan velomina or, why did the Mishnah say that if the ear has a mum in the skin, it's not a mum because it's going to heal? The answer is mum over svarahu. that the fact that you can't shecht for a temporary mum is just reasonable. Why? You can't redeem an animal based on that, meaning a regular korban that got a mum over, you can't redeem, and we'll see the source for that in a moment. You certainly, therefore, cannot shecht a bechor based on that. The Tanya. At the end of Sefer Vayikra, in the parsha of Ha'aracha v'Hamada, of assessing Hekdesh for redemption, it uses the word behemah tmeya. Now, the Midrash Halacha defines that behemah tmeya is not like a pig or a horse, but rather a proper animal that got a mum. Maybe it's really a horse or a pig, which you could dedicate to the Mikdash, and it would be, of course, better to buy it. But in an earlier pasuk, you see them both on the page, in the same parak, it talks about behemat me'ah, behemat me'ah more. So we've already covered non-kosher animals. Why does this pasuk specify behemat me'ah, asher lo yakrivu mimena? It doesn't mean one that could never be brought, but one that this one will never be able to be brought, because it's got a mum. I might think that they could be redeemed even for a temporary mum. That's why it says that you could not bring a korban from them. It has to be an animal that could never be brought, meaning this one will never be able to be brought, as opposed to this one that could be brought tomorrow. So therefore, a mum over is excluded, because via kal v'chomer, you cannot redeem a mum over in regular kodshim. You certainly cannot shecht a bechor based on mum over. And therefore, we've achieved our middle ground, where it has to be a mum shebegalui, but a mum kavua. The other possibility is, why would the Torah specify Pisach and Iver if it meant to include mum over also? And that's another reason why mum over would be out. Okay, nistaka alpha pishalo chasra. The Mishnah then specified with the ear if there's a break in it, even though there's nothing missing. Now, no matter missing. Tana Rabbanan hasedek kol shehu, a cut could be any size. Hapkima, when he said pkima, which means there has to be something missing. We said bein bidei adam, bein bidei shamayim. That could happen bidei adam. It doesn't mean deliberately, because we already saw that you cannot redeem based on a deliberately inflicted mum. But rather, bidei adam here would mean that it happened after it was born in some sort of an accident, as opposed to bidei shamayim, when it was born that way. Bichlal de sedek bidei shamayim lo, so sedek doesn't happen bidei shamayim. Ella, I mean, the way that the Braita is phrased, Ella sedek bima ben bidei shamayim ben bidei adam. The Braita should read that either sedek, a cut, or pkima, something missing, could be bidei shamayim or bidei adam. The kamash yigur pkima, how much is this, the amount of a pkima? We said a sedek is any amount. A pkima is kadesh shetach gor bat ziporin, that when you put a fingernail and you rub it along the surface, if it clips in because there's enough of a little hole there, sort of like an inverted speed bump that it falls into, then that is considered a pkima big enough. Okay, nakva melo karshina. We said in the Mishnah that it has to be the size of a karshina. We have a braita that builds up on this. Malokar shina. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says it's the size of a lentil, and it sounds like he's disagreeing with the karshina. Vezwe yivesha. This continues with the theme of the Mishnah. That's the braita. Tana krovin divrehem liyot shavin. And then there's a comment on the braita that says these two opinions are very, very close. Now, Divrei and Deman, which pair is close? Either Matanaka Yosef and Shulam, if you think it's the second pair, which is how dry out, Tuvaika, there's a big distance between them, between being so dry that no blood comes out, and being so dry that it's actually brittle. El Tanaka Yosef and Ben Yehuda, it's the first pair, which means that a karshina is about the size of a lentil. Now, Kadasha in Batsim, Kadasha lo, only the size of a lentil, but not smaller, meaning if it's a hole that's smaller than that, it's not called a mum. Or Mini, and this is somewhat of a lengthy challenge. Marzeya, when we talk about an Eved Ivri getting his ear pierced, we use the word Marzeya. Ainli Ella Marzeya, this is of course fully developed in the middle of the first parak of Kiddushin. Minayin Rabot Hasova Sira V'machat V'makteach V'machtev. How do I know that you could use any sort of piercing instrument? Tamloma V'lakachta. It says V'lakachta Marzeya. So Kol Darash Nukach B'yad. Anything that you could take with your hand that will pierce. The Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Rabbi Omer Marzea, Ma Marzea Biuchad Shel Matechet, and Rabbi learns this as a Ribuyu Miut there. A Marzea is unique in that it is metal, of course, Shel Matechet, and therefore it could be anything of Matechet. And the point is that he's more expansive. Uktani Seifa, Uktani Seifa, I'm reviewed in Rabbi Hayad Doresh, but this is the part that we care about, Shein Rotzin, En Rotzin Elab Milat, that they do the Ritzia at the lobe of the ear. V'chachamim Orim, Ein Eved Ivri Kohen Nirtza. But here's the problem, that we say an Eved Ivri who's a Kohen cannot have a Ritzia, Neshan Asa Balmum, because then you're making him a Kohen Balmum, which you're not allowed to do. Which means we're now defining that wherever it is that you pierce the ear makes you a mum. Now, one principle to remember is that, with lots of exceptions that we'll deal with in the next parak, the mumim of an animal, the mumim of a kohen, are parallel. So, and they have the same parameters. In Tom, or Bemilata, you wrote, and this is now our analysis, if you say that they pierce at the lobe, hey, ach, evid kohen, nasav mum, where's the bal mum there? Because, after all, that it seals up. So they don't do the ritzia there, they do the ritzia higher up on the ear. Okay, but what that proves to you is that the tiniest little hole already makes them a balmum, because we included all sorts of tiny little piercing instruments. So you see that a kadasha is not the shear. So it's very simple. In order to shecht a bechor based on the mum has to be sizable. But in order to invalidate it from being a korban, and in parallel to invalidate the coin from doing that voda, it could be very small. And that's the mum that we're talking about here. Now, my karshina, parenthetically, what's a karshina? Rav Shravya Hinda, it's some sort of an Indian vetch. Okay, Bamina Rav Oshai, Rav Huna Rabba. So he asked Rav Huna Rabba the following question. And this will take us all the way to the end of this podcast, but through several serpentine turns. Karshina nichneset v'yotzeto o karshina ha'omedet. What's the karshina here? Is it the? Does it have to be able to go through and back, or just wedge in there? It means how big's the hole? Amar lo, Rav Huna Rabba said, Zulo shamati kayotze bashamati. I haven't heard an answer to that. I've heard an answer to something parallel. Here we go. Ditnan, the Mishnah in Oholot says, Hashidra v'hagugolot. Remember that if there's a dead body in a house, there's tuma in the house. If there's no body left, but just a skeletal frame, then if it's complete, there's tuma. But if there's something missing, then the tuma is gone. Shechasru. Kamachisaron b'shidra v'lo yeh mitam b'oel. So how much has to be missing from the skeletal frame? B'chamim shtei chuliyot b'telomim ha'chuliyah achat. B'cham, I say, you have to have two vertebrae missing. B'tel says only one missing. B'tel alakula. U'v'gugolet in the skull. B'cham yomim kemlo makdeach, the size of a drill hole. Vitella say, enough that if they were alive and you took it away, he would die. Viati Rav Chista, this is still Rav Huna Rabba answering. Viati Rav Chista v'kem b'ayla, and Rav Chista asked about this second part of the Mishnah. Kadesh yitem anachai v'kama, how much is that? Rav Tachlifi Barov Udimi answered him, hachim ha-shmua, the Shmua already answered, kesela, the size of a coin. V'idma Rav Safra Amar, shmata amarle. Rav Safra says that he quoted Shmuel. Ashmor Yuramar Matnita Marle, they actually quoted a Braita, who Rav Tachlifa Bar Avdimi quoted to Rav Chista. Simanecha Tani Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. That's a way to remember that Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda quoted the Braita, Tani Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Okay, a little mnemonic. Now, Viamarle, here's the kicker. Im Kane, so Rav Chista turns to Rav Tachlifa and says, if that's the shear, that the size of a, enough to take away, and a person would die, is the size of a coin, then I see to the very Chamai, the very Tilal Achad, that B'Chamai and Bihlal don't disagree, because B'Chamai said Makdeach, which means that he's assuming that a Makdeach and the size of a coin are the same. Ditnan, Ma'or, this is another Mishnah Ohalot, Ma'or Shalon Asabi De Adam. If you have a window, meaning an aperture between two rooms, that would happen by itself, Shiro Malo Grof Gadol. Then the shear, how big does it have to be to make those two rooms connected for purposes of tumat mate, that if it's a mate in one room, the other room is also tamay, is the size of a huge fist. There's some famous thug named Ben Avatiach, who was Be'ochem and Zakai's nephew, was probably one of the zealots, who had this huge fist. It's the size, actually, of a person's head. Now, that's the part, not the part we're concerned about. We're concerned about this. Nasabi de Adam, if it was made intentionally, though, Shiaru kumlo makdeach gadol shalishka. They measured it and they said the size of that hole has to be the size of the big drill bit used in the mikdash. Shukubinyon shalaitalki, which is the size of an Italian punjon coin. Uchasela neronit, or a neronic meaning of Nero, Sela. V'yeshno kimlo nekev shel ol. And it's the same size as the hole on a yoke where they put the pegs through to connect the yoke to the animal's harness. Which means now that a coin is the same size as a drill bit, which means that Shmuel, or the Braita's interpretation of Beit Hillel in the first Mishnah, leaves them with the exact same shear as Beit Shammai. The Amar le Rav Chista. So Rav Techlifa didn't have an answer to this comeback. Rav Chista then turned to him and said, Shema Maktech Chisumo Shaninu. Maybe what you heard about Beit Shammai was Makdeach and its stopper, which means a larger thing that goes on top of it, which would be the same thing as enough to allow it to go all the way through and back. He said, you're right, don't think that it's Shema, maybe that's what I heard. That is exactly what I heard. And so we're going to see that in a minute. But you have to stick to that, which means that's the proper learning, which means that in the same way, when we say that the hole in the ear has to become lo kashina, it's not enough to get wedged in, but enough to go through, just like this makdeach. Now, what's the chizkiah avi'ikesh? None. Zu etu teit av chizkiah avi'ikesh lifnei rabban gamliel biyavne. And the point of this is chiefly that we have here an exact, clear testimony with no mistakes involved. And that's how strong you should be about learning that it's Makdeach Chisumo, not Makdeach, just Makdeach. And what was his testimony that he gave that's in the Mishnah in Eduyot? Shemashim Gamliel Zaken. He quoted to Rabban Gamliel something Rabban Gamliel's own grandfather, Gamliel Zaken of Yerushalayim, had taught. Kol she'en lo toch b'kli cheres, en lo achorayim l'chalika. And it's a little confusing, because he said anything that has no receptacle, a kli cheres that's flat, in it has no back to be distinguished, meaning we don't distinguish front from back in such a kli. So therefore, if the top gets tameh, the back is tameh, and vice versa. But kli cheres b'tocho tala rachmana. But a kli cheres, the Torah put its entire emphasis on the word tocho. The word tocho shows up twice in that same pasuk in Parshat Shmini. Eat le toch, eat mile, late le toch, lo eat mile. If it becomes tameh in the middle, there's a tumah, if not, not. So that means that this whole thing is backwards, because how could you have a kli cheres that's flat that gets tumah? You just contradicted yourself. This is what it means. Kol she'en lo toch b'kli cheres, if you have a kli cheres that doesn't have a receptor that's flat, k'negdo b'kli shetef en lo achorayim l'chalika. That means that the same kind of kli, same shaped kli, in kli shetef, which may mean metal kelim, and usually does, here probably means wood kelim, has no back, and therefore is not distinguished. So that kind of kli that could have tuma toho would then immediately have tuma on the back and vice versa. So why are you introducing kli cheres if that's not the subject? Why don't you just tell me that if it doesn't, that a kli shetef that doesn't have a toch doesn't have a distinguishable back and the tuma all is one? So the answer is to tell me that if it did have a toch, it would be dealt with like a kli cheres. The kli cheres all depends on the tuma in the middle, and if the tuma doesn't happen on the inside part, meaning the middle, and the inside part, then the back is not tameh. Same thing with kli shetef. But that's not true, because bishlam kli cheres galibir achmana tocho. The Torah used the word tocho twice in the context of kli cheres. The Torah didn't say that about a kli shetef. So, ibetuma doraita chinami. Our answer is, you're right. If you're talking about tuma doraita, the two are different as day and night. The rules of tuma are very different. Hachamaskin, betumat mashkin derabonan. All of this is tumat mashkin, which is all a creation of the rabbanan, and that is that mashkin become tamei, they'll become a tchila to start the generations of vladot, as it were, of tuma off. Dinan klish machra b'mashkin. If you have a kli where the back became tamei b'mashkin, Tmeim, Achorav Tmei, and the back is Tamei, Tochog Noz Novi Adav Tehorin, but the top, the rim, the lip, etc., the handles are all Tahor. In Ma Tocho, in Ma Kulo, Kulo Tamei, if the middle becomes Tamei, the inside becomes Tamei, the whole thing's Tamei, back, front, top, rim, etc. Why, to Midoraita, in Ocha Matame Kli. Remember, Midoraita, food, nor Vein Mashka Matame Kli, nor Mashka Kim Matame Kli. Rabbanan who degazum shemashka dezava zava. The Rabbanan made a gzeiron mashkim tmeim because as a precaution against the mashkim of a zava and a zava. That's dealt with chiefly in the first parak of Shabbat. in the Gemara. Hilkach shavir abanan ketuma the klicheres. Therefore, what the Rabbanan did is they equated the tuma of a klishetav to klicheres, putting the emphasis on tocho. So, v'lo shavir abanan ketuma d'oraita nafshe, as opposed to making it like tuma d'oraita of its own kind of kli. Why? They wanted to make a heker. Because if truma or kodshim become tomei, you have to burn them. But if they become tomei d'rabbanan, you're not allowed to burn them because midoraita they're still tahor. So to make sure you understood these were not tomei d'rabbanan, they made this heker and made the rules different. So if that's the case, then even if it has no receptacle, they have a nami heker, make a heker and say, here we're going to call it tomei. The answer is, once they made the heker for one that has a receptacle, everybody understands that if there's no toch, it's the rabbanan. Let's step back and ask about the premise. In a kli shetef, if it's flat, since when does it have tuma? Do me in a sack bain, and after all, a kli shetef has to be like a sack. It can be carried with stuff in it or not, but it has to have a receptacle for carrying. I've called mitel tel malevreikan. The answer is Bahana Khaz with Midrasot. There are some flat kelim that could be sat on or could be used to prop things up, and therefore too much midras of a zav or zava could exist. So Yachi Kheras Nami, so why don't you have such a thing with Kheras? The answer is and midras, but Kli Kheras. You never use Kli Kheras to prop things up or to sit on or anything else. It can't be shattered. Our Papa Mar, he has a different answer to the whole problem. He says Makdeach Gadol Shaninu, meaning that when it comes to the Makdeach, that is the size of the hole between the rooms, that's Makdeach Gadol, as opposed to the one that was mentioned earlier, which is the smaller Makdeach. So you could say that the smaller one is not the same size as a coin, and that means the Beit Shammai would say, Michlad Makdeach Stam Zuchim Nam Mikisela. So now we don't have he's solving Rav Chista's problem that he raised to Rav Tachlifa in a much different way, which is it's not the Makdeach going all the way through, but the second Mishnah talked about a Makdeach Gadol, and the first one is just a regular drill bit, which is small. So in HaNechel or Meir, that works according to Meir, or Abonon Ma'ika L'Meir, or Dinan, Be'ezah Makdeach HaMukatan Shorofim, the Meir. Meir says the Makdeach is a small medical one that's tiny. Gadol Shalishka, no, Makdeach is the big one used in the Lishka. Or Meir Minecha, but even according to Meir, it doesn't work out well, the second approach of a Papa, because Havel Mikol Becham Echum Betila, Vanan did not, Nan to Lotanan, Lotanan. We have the following tradition, that we have a canonical list of all cases where Becham and were Mekel, and if the Makdeach is that small in the first Mishnah, about the size of the skull, that means Becham is Mekel, that a smaller piece missing from the skull will remove the tumba. So Amar Nachman Sela Nirunit Shaninu Kimakdeach Gadol Sela Stam Zutra Makdeach Stam. The answer is that this Niro's Sela is the size of a big Makdeach, but the regular Sela that Hillel was referring to is smaller than the smaller bit, which means Beit Shammai still is the Chumra, because the regular drill bit is Beit Shammai's shear, and Beit Hillel's is enough to take away from a live person who would die, and that is the size of something, a tiny coin that's even smaller than the drill bit that they were referring to there. Okay, we'll pause at this point, pick it up in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.